You don't have to be frustrated anymore about speaking in public. What you do need to do is simplify it for yourself. Now, I know that if you're a professional and you have to speak for work, that it can be daunting, it can be frustrating. Maybe you're not prepared, maybe you just don't feel confident enough. Perhaps you feel others judge you. Maybe you've got some anxiety about speaking in public. Whatever that reason is, or whatever makes you frustrated that you're not quite hitting the mark well enough, I think that I might be able to clear some of those things up for you just by explaining what communication is and a new perspective for you on how to see it so you can do it with more ease, more clarity, more confidence, and more ease. I know firsthand what it's like to be frustrated with my voice. I know what it's like to feel embarrassed and anxious about speaking in front of others or to people, meeting new people, social occasions. It can be tiring. It can actually drain you physically. And there are proven scientific and evidence-based reasons behind that, but I'm not going to go too much into those details today. What I would like to do though is help clarify communication as a means to express and share our message with others. Not only that, but also how you can feel more comfortable within yourself. So by exposing it and simplifying it, I hope that it gives you a new perspective on your role in communicating and why you shouldn't take it to heart or get frustrated or anxious about speaking with others. The word communication comes from Latin roots, specifically the word communicare, which means to make common or to share. And that word is derived from communis, which means common or public. So communication at its core is to share something publicly. There's several ways that we communicate: verbally, spoken language, non-verbal, body language and physical signals, written, text and words on a page, visual, images, diagrams, charts, video, and listening. Actively receiving information is also part of the communication process, because without an audience member, nothing's been communicated either way. So it takes two to tango, so to speak. So good communicators are usually very good at one of these. Great communicators are good at several, and master communicators can master the lot. So those people are really good presentations and genuinely good at keynote speeches, for example. Their slides are spot on. They're able to deliver like the words with their voice very well and communicate their ideas effectively. Sometimes they use video. Maybe they're even using charts and images in that respect. And then they wrote a book about it, so they're telling the story a different way. So in a sense, storytelling, you know, is communicating, and communicating is storytelling. But again, I don't want to put pressure on. This is the idea of this video, is to make it easier for you to not just understand, but communicate yourself. In this video, I'm going to concentrate on just two types of communication: verbal communication, aka speaking, and non-verbal communication, body language. And as I go on, I want you to pay attention to which ones you think you might need work on, but also, very importantly, which ones you feel you're already strong in and you perhaps are proud of. It's good to recognize those things you're good at as well as those things you're not so good at, because you need some balance in life. And also, if you know that you're struggling with one particular part indeed, leave it in the comments below, because I want to know who's where and what, and what's, you know, the most common theme here amongst, you know, viewers of this channel. Let's start then with verbal communication, aka speaking. So thinking of verbal communication as expressing ideas, one of the important things we should consider is how clear our message is. Because if we do not speak in a way that others can understand, then we haven't expressed or communicated ideas effectively. And by clarity, I mean, can people hear you? Are you loud enough? Are you speaking at a rate and a pace that doesn't leave people behind? Or are you talking so slow that people don't want to listen? Also, you know, are you giving enough articulation? Are you enunciating your words with correct pronunciation? Are you articulate, crisp, clear? That's very important, because if you mumble your message, as I used to do, this started me on this journey in helping others on their journey to better communication, was not being clear. Had a tight jaw, and I used to not open it up properly and speak through my teeth like that. Also, I was terribly shy, so I'd pull my voice back as well and speak like that. Also, my brain was going, you know, 100 miles an hour, so I spoke really fast, like I do now, but with the jaw being tight and not vocalising. So I didn't... You know what I mean? A lot of people do that, And it was me and not anymore. So I'm here to help you. So just, it's a focus, clarity. That is one of the most important parts for me in communicating effectively, because even if your rhetoric is amazing, it doesn't matter how good your speech has been written or how good the microphone in front of you works. If you slur, mumble, or just rush ahead with your speech, no one follows you. The message is lost and it's kind of wasted. Now, ways of getting into clearer articulation aren't always as straightforward as they sound either, because I would suggest if you're speaking too fast, there might be some anxiety about speaking, or that your brain is rushing to remember something, therefore you're trying to keep up and your mouth doesn't work quite as fast as your brain does. Either way, we need to find ways of slowing down your pace without actually slow it, like taking away or clouding your mind or taking away the message. And that generally comes through feeling calmer in your nervous system and finding breathing and relaxing techniques that work for you. There's plenty of videos on this channel. This one here, if that is your poison, go and check it out. It might give you something that you can use in order to stay calm, relaxed, and share your message with a more calm pace. If your issue, however, is articulation itself, because you can speak as fast as you like, because I still speak very fast, but I articulate myself enough that you can understand, hopefully. If not, then there's a translations and subtitles in the box below. But look, clarity, articulation is basically the way that certain parts of our vocal mechanism work. And if they're not working, like I said before, tight jaw can make mumbling. But also your teeth being together. Air needs to bounce off your teeth in a certain way to create certain phonemes. Your tongue has to be able to move. If your tongue is just laying flat and not doing much in your mouth, it might come across very differently like that. And again, it's going to have an effect on the overall clarity of your message. So these are things worth looking at. Again, there's another video here on clarity and articulation, which is going to be perfect for those people who need to brighten and tighten and sharpen their articulation. So your clarity should not be a problem. But another part of clarity is volume. This is a tricky one, because some of this comes down to not being aware of how we speak. And when you're in your own body, it's sometimes difficult to understand what others are getting from you. Even myself, when I think I'm being loud, people don't always hear me. And it's usually down to the fact that I think I'm shouting if I'm not. And I've got a tendency to be under-energized. And then someone tells me, Darren, you're not being very loud. And all of a sudden, boom, I can fill the room. So for me, it's been an ongoing thing that I have to continually work at. And with you, wherever you are with your communication, it always takes work. And you always have to go back to the fundamentals and the basics, which are going to support you for the long run and help you communicate with more clarity, confidence and ease through your life. So those are the three I'd look at. But volume, when it comes to audibility, sometimes it's good to look at the breath support. And the, you know, being air being what powers your voice. And sometimes it could be due to that. Sometimes it could be a psychological thing, an emotional response where you don't physically want to use that power. You feel maybe that it's abrasive or arrogant to speak up or speak loudly. I know I live in Finland and it's kind of frowned upon to speak too loudly, especially in public, because they think that there is some arrogance tied to that. This is what I get from the culture. But I know there's also similar in Chinese and Japanese cultures as well, and many other parts of the world. So if you're someone who is always getting told to speak up, this video here will offer you something that will give you the opportunity to learn more about your voice, how you're coming across, and how you can maybe raise the volume without making extra effort and creating damage or forcing too much. Secondly is dynamics. Now, the human ear loves dynamics. It gets bored very, very easily. We are creatures that need to move and change, and we get excited by adventure. And so it's not just in, you know, going skinny dipping in an Icelandic ocean or running through the forest of the Amazon chasing loggers, but adventure could also be in how exciting things are to the ear. and to the eye. That's why we love video games, right? That's why we love music. Different vibrations, different lights, and the way things move, they kind of hypnotize us. And that's what dynamics are. That's when your voice is able to not stay on one clear tone, but actually have a journey and actually go somewhere itself. And so the words you use and the expression travel together like a roller coaster. A roller coaster is exciting. I should have used that analogy at the beginning. But, you know, if the roller coaster was just on one line, it's a train. You know, what's more exciting, a roller coaster or a train? That's the difference, I guess. Hey, I'm going to use this again. Yeah, so don't be a train, be a roller coaster. It's more engaging. It keeps people interested and it helps you to deliver your message. It's more interesting to do as well. But when you become less conscious of it, your voice flows and it tends to have more color anyway. And so that's about not trying to control yourself too much, not trying to be too perfect. So whilst this is good advice, how do you do it, Darren? Well, there's a video here that's going to go through vocal dynamics and how you can implement different textures, perhaps different pitch and different pacings and different tones, tonality that gives you more character, more depth, more expressive ways to use your voice. It's a good video, check it out. I should quickly give you my take on nonverbal communication, because a lot of nonverbal communication is unconscious. We're not aware of it. We are not aware that we're doing something, and other people aren't necessarily aware that what we're doing either. But have you ever had the feeling that I don't trust that person? I don't know why I don't trust them. They seem nice, they're saying good things, they're in an important position, but something in me is just, my guts are telling me. That can often come from many things, you know, because you never know your audience member, you don't know what's happened to their life. They might have met someone when they were a child who was a police officer who shouted at someone in the street, and that person in the street just so happened to look like the person you're talking to now, and you feel a bit worried, maybe there's danger. Who knows where that could come from? But there are some, lots of studies on body language and how it can have an effect on our brain. And a lot of those effects are sort of built into us as humans. And as we've evolved to understand the hands a specific way and eye movements. And there are people who train, you know, like people who work for the government who their job is to read people and know if they're lying or being deceptive or telling the truth. But that's a very different skill, and they're looking for signals. But signals are also received unconsciously. But in order to be a good nonverbal communicator, I ask you, please, stay away from the superficial advice that's out there. And I'll tell you why. A lot of people will tell you to do things with your hands, or not do things with your hands. Some of them I agree with, some of them I definitely do not. They say that having a neck area from here to here makes you more trustworthy, that doing this with your hands will make people feel a certain way. There's lots of advice, not on these superficial nonverbal communications, but the best way to communicate nonverbally is harder to do than placing outward inflections on your physical expression, but becoming less self-conscious, more comfortable in your own skin. Now, what does that entail? Well, do you sleep well and regularly? Are you eating nutritious food? Do you exercise? Do you keep your body limber? Do you warm up before you speak? Do you actually warm up your body before you move? There's a lot of signals that come from the body that show discomfort, that show feelings of fear, anxiety, but also of hatred, also of genuine trust or distrust of others. And it comes through. And some of these things you can't just teach, because you can still have those feelings, right? And you can still give off that vibe through your body language, no matter what you're doing with your hands or how you're holding your head or which direction your feet are pointing. Those are useful only if you know them and believe them. If you don't believe them, you're probably going by your gut, right? And so that's more important. So the best way you can A, read body language, and B, be able to present your body language in a way that's congruent with who you are. And that's most important, because by being you, and 100% you, the best you, the most relaxed you, the most intelligent you, the most clear, confident and dynamic and in tune with your own body, you can be, will make you a better speaker, communicator, verbally and physically, and in many other ways too. You'll also be a better person. You'll be more enjoyable to be around. You'll like yourself more. There's so many benefits. And this means go and get therapy. Sleeping, like I said, take hot baths, go to the sauna, go and cold dip, eat nutritious food. Please, when you look after yourself, your body language follows. And so does your voice. And so does everything else in your world. If you have muscle aches, tension, you're tired, you're hungry, you've over-caffeinated, underslept, you become a different person. When you change your physicality, you change your emotional state and you change your psychological state. And when that shifts, everything aligns and your body language goes with your words and your true meaning comes through. And if it's genuine, if you are genuine, if you genuinely want to be better and good and improve your communication, you'll improve yourself. That's why a lot of the work I do, a lot of the work and almost everything in my 8-week course starts from the physical body. Starts from breath, how you breathe, the most fundamental part of life, that thing that keeps you alive. The first thing you do when you're born, the last thing you do when you die. Inhale, inspire yourself, and then exhale as you expire. It's kind of beautiful, but it's also very true. For those people who've had physical or emotional trauma that's been very damaging, this can really set you back. And I know, I'm sure those people out there who've experienced that see it all the time, and it's very hard to disguise. But those of you who can't understand why people treat you a certain way, just making gestures won't help you. You've got to figure yourself out and get more aligned. As I said, sleep better, exercise more, eat more nutritious food, go and get therapy, socialize, walk in nature. I'm sorry, I'm going to rant on now, but it's really true. Non-verbal communication comes from how well you are on the inside, because it's a direct reflection of you, as above, so below. It mirrors who you are inside to the outside world. And sometimes it doesn't matter if you just stand still in neutral, which I advocate for, because if you can stand still, there's confidence in that and you're sharing your true self. Everything else is just, you know, it's fluff. It's dust, it's the cherry on top, it's icing on the cake, but it's not the below the surface, the good stuff, the real stuff. So don't focus on superficial outside physical elements. Focus on what's deep down inside you and the rest will flow naturally and be even better than it could be if you were just placing things on top. Rant over. Essentially, when I started this channel, I wanted to give people lessons I'd learned through acting and my own experience of being not only a voice vocalist, but also as an actor and a singer. But I suffered from terrible anxiety, and I suffered from social anxiety, and I didn't want to speak to people, and I pulled away from the world, and my physical self was unhappy. My back was aching, my jaw was tight. I didn't want to talk to people. I got too much into drinking alcohol to soothe myself. It took a long time to get away from that. And it's life-changing. The work that you can do through techniques that I learned through acting and voice work made me a different person. And it gave me a life. And it sent me on this path to really help you better serve yourself so you can express yourself more clearly, more confidently, and with more ease to the world. And I hope that this gives you some indication. I've linked all those videos that I suggested throughout, and they are, you know, there's some powerful stuff in there. I'm going to go now, but thanks for watching. And my name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.
In time, all of the seas will dry. In time, stars burn from the sky.